Viter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Mem Gimel, picking up at the top of the page, last word on the line, Amaru La Shmona Mine Trefos Namur Lola Moshe Bissina. Okay, we have another system of counting out the trefos here. There are eight categories of trefos that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Ahara Sinai. Nikuva, Upsuka, Nituluv Bechasura, Kurua, Udrusa, Nefula Ushfura. Right, so those are punctured, severed, removed, deficient, torn, clawed, fallen, last but at least fractured. Rashi explains what each one means. Nitula means nitla kavi, that is that the liver was removed. Nefula is it fell from a nefula and a gag. Ugedula bechlal nitula shinitel ora, it's taken off like it's gluda is included. It's like removing the skin. Nechtechu raglea bechlal chasura, that's included in chasura, and when it is lacking. Cutting off, chopped off legs is included in the concept of chasura. V'shaf midukhtei bechlal netula. V'chein nidaldelu simanim v'akira sela. If the simanim are like torn away in the removal of the sela, the ribs. V'chavisas gulgoles. And the skull getting messed up. Bechlal shvura, it's included in shvura. U'basar achofe hainu kura. So we got ourselves over here another delicious list, which is including a lot of ideas that we've seen. Now, Ula going in and making these particular categories are La Fuke Lakusa de Rachish Bar Papa. It's coming to exclude the category of disease that was brought by Rachish Bar Papa when he said that an animal with a diseased kidney is a trefa. Ula doesn't include that category, he argues with Rachish Bar Papa, and he doesn't consider an animal with a diseased kidney to be a trefa. Right, that's what, Yeah, okay, take it a little further. Amar, a lot further. Amar Chia Barav, Shmona Trefas Yesh B'Nekuva. There are eight separate trefas that are included in this category of Nekuva, of punctured. Rashi says Nekuva Saveshet. V'akrum, V'alei, V'aria, V'akiva, V'adakin, Keres, V'apnimi, V'amesis, B'bisakosos, Chadahu. Hatamanya comes out to eight different categories. Im Tomer Tisha, and if you want to say that there are nine that are brought in the Mishnah, Mara Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Katani La. The ninth one, the Treif of Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is one that teaches it. The Targum of Tanabai said, Nikva Akeva, Nikva Hadakama Treifa. If the Keva, one of the stomachs of it, is punctured, or the intestines are punctured, the animal's a Treifa. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Amar Af Nikva Amara, even if the gallbladder was punctured. But Rav Chia Barav, he passes like the Chachamim, and he says that there's only eight, and there aren't. It doesn't go with the fact that there are nine over here. Says Rashi, Vim Tomer test, and if you want to say there's nine, Yesh Taha Ika Nami Mara Hahi Chidai. He said that's Yachid. Falesa Chuzak Avasei Udarava Vira Lesle Lechia, and also he doesn't hold of Rav Avira, who said that a punctured spleen is a trefa. So he doesn't hold like that either. We're now going to see five statements that Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef are going to say in Rav Yochanan, and that's over here. We say Hilchos Chaver Kazayis Marav Korban Simon. Here we go. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yochanan. Halachik Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Halachas like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. That a punctured gallbladder is going to make it a trefa. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef Rav Yochanan. Ma Adre Le Ma Ahadru Le Chaver Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. What did those, the Chaverim of Yosef Yehuda, say back to him to prove that a punctured gallbladder is not a trefa? Yishpach la'aretz mirei rasi v'adayin Eov kayam. The pasuk says, by Eov, he pours my gall to the ground, but he continued to live. Right? If it's spilled to the ground, then obviously there's a hole in his gallbladder. So we see that it's not something that's going to actually kill you. Umalem Yosef Yehuda said back, you can't bring me an example of an ace. So I says, "Love you, Raya." There's no Raya for that. The Elo Temachi, because if you don't say that, you have to. Then you must ask in reference to that which Eov also said in the same pasuk. Yefalach kil yosai velo yachmol mikachai. He splits my kidneys and does not spare. Could he live? His kidneys are split, probably from some disease, and this certainly is going to make someone into a trefa. Rachish Bar Papa said earlier. Ella Nisa Shiny, you have to say that the concept of miracle is different. Rashi is Hain Lakusa Vitrefa. Dechsev Ach Es Nafsho Shemor. It says only guard his life. This is what Akash Bachu said back to Eov, the famous Gemara Baba Basra, when we know that I mean, the whole pasuk, the whole idea of Yov, that what happens is that the Satan says, who says that this guy is so good, and let me test him, and Hashem says, all right, I'll let you test him, but you got to make sure that he stays alive. Must be that the things he went through wouldn't normally live. Rashi says, Makos Moves, he go, V'lekechet Tzavah Lishvoy Navsho, K'damini Ba Shutfin, Bofabas, Et Zayim, Gadol Tzavah Shal Satan, Mishal Yov, was greater than the one of Satan of Yov, Mishal La'omer La'avdo, Shavor Chavis, Shavor Yeno. It's like someone getting told to break the barrel and keep the wine. You know, Hashem said, yeah, go ahead and cause him pain, but make sure that he stays alive. That's just a great sign that he felt. So, Hanami Nisa Shiny. So, here also, just like you wouldn't go out to prove that the diseased kidneys are not a trefa because Eov, it was a miracle. So, it's over here in the case of Eov's gallbladder, also, you say it's a miracle, also. So, we don't bring that up up here. From Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, from Rabbi Yitzchak, halacha gives your omer kezayis. Halacha goes according to the one who says an animal needs a kezayis of its liver in order not to be considered a trefa. Rashi says the beinan kezayis shiur benita lakavid. If it gets taken, it's actually left over. At least a kezayis. This happens to be a machlokas, says Rashi. Uplukta he bepirkin daf mem vav. We have two different mishnayos. One of mem vav, and there's one that comes up on nun dalid. Right? The deraminan sasmim the mesnisa. There's two stam mishnayos. Is adadi the katani reisha elu treifus nita lakavid v'lo nishtayim imenu klum. A nishtayik share, that means if it's a little bit left over, it's going to be kosher. V'alfa gav deleka kezayis, if it's not a kezayis. V'hadar tani, elu ksheros, nita lakavir, nishtayim imenu kezayis. V'akmina la ketanayim, we set up this v'achluk ketanayim. V'hacha maisi la mishum, shmaitse de Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, mishan Rav Yochanan, we're bringing the sad, that's saying that it's Yosef, Rav Yosef, bring Rav Yochanan, going according to the Tanna, says that the minimum of a kezayis necessary to be considered kosher. That goes like nun dalet. Frak the Gemara, mi amar Rav Yochanan achi? Does he really say that? From Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan, amar Rav Yochanan halacha kistamishta. The halacha goes like kistamishta. Rashi says v'ha nami stamahi. My ulma the sefer reisha. Why is the sefer stronger than the reisha? Both of them are stam mishnayis. Tanan. Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah above that nitla kaved v'lo nishtayim imenu a klum, that if an animal is a trefa, if the liver was removed, then nothing is left from it. What's the mashmos of that? Ha nishtayir kshera afagav the law of kezayis. That if there's something left over, it's going to be kosher even if it's not a kezayis. So Rav Yochanan holds like halacha goes like a stam. How is he going that it has to be a kezayis for the Gemara, amorai ninu v'alib Rav Yochanan. These two things that are said in the Rav Yochanan don't really work. It's different amoraim in reference to that which Rav Yochanan holds. Okay. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, mara shenikva v'kovid susamta kshera. If the gallbladder is punctured, but the liver seals it, right? That is, it's in a place where the liver is on the gallbladder, and the animal is going to be considered kosher. It's not considered a trefa. Unbelievable stuff over here. Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Rabbi Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Nikiv Akorkavan, V'kis Shelo, Kayem, then kosher. If the outer muscle of the bird's gizzard was punctured, but the inner pouch is still intact, doesn't have any hole, the bird is going to be kosher and not a trefa. Okay, big shout out to Uncle Art for this one. In the one of the notes, he brings like the following idea. When you're dealing with like chickens, the esophagus goes to a thing called a zefek. That's a crop, which branches off the esophagus and stores the undigested food. From there to the glandular stomach. Immediately below that stomach is the corcovan, the gizzard, which is a pouch surrounded by muscles that enable it to grind the food. From there, the food passes to the intestines. So the Mishnah, Daf Nun Vav, says that if the gizzard was punctured, the bird is a trefa. Rav Yosef and the Rav Yochanan qualifies that din and says that a puncture of the muscle tissue doesn't make it into a trefa unless the inner pouch is also punctured. Yibay little frags, the Gemara, Nikav a kiss for Korkavan Kayamai. What's going to be the din if the inner pouch was punctured, but the outer muscle of the tissue of the gizzard is intact? What's going to be the din then? Tashma, let's see. Tamar of Nachman, Zakhtar Ebi Nachman, Nikav Zeba Lozeh Kasher. If one is punctured, not the other one, then it's going to be Kasher. It's not a trifle unless both the outer muscle of the tissue and the inner pouch are punctured. Amar Rabba says, Rabba, Shnei Oros Yesh Lo Leveshet. The Veshet, the esophagus, has two layers. Hachitzon Adom Upnimi Lavan. The outer layer is red and the inner layer is white. The red outer tube is muscle tissue, which controls the movement of the food through the esophagus. The white inner tube has a mucous membrane. Its slippery surface is when actually in contact with the food, allows it to go down easily. I, Ribono Shalom, is so amazing. Amazing. That's the veshet, the esophagus, as opposed to the kana, right, which is the windpipe. Nikav Zeh, below Zeh Kosher. If one of them is a hole, not the other one, it's going to be Kosher. As long as one of them is intact. Lamali the member Chitzon Adum Pidimi Lavan. Why do I need Rabbi to tell us that the outer layer is red and the inner one is white? What is that? Lamaisa, Lachaklu Keres, the Ichalif Trefa. It's coming to tell you that's the normal way that it's done. And if the layers get reversed, the outer layer was white and the inner one was red, then the animal is going to be a Trefa. Okay, Iba, Ilu, Fekhti Gemara. Go back to the idea of. Okay, we spoke about we come up with the fact that the esophagus, neither a punctured esophagus or gizzard is trefa unless both layers are punctured. We say the following: Nikfu shneim zeh shelo kineged zeh. Now, what if both of them have holes, but they're not opposite each other? Rashi says, "Kigon zeh lamaylo v'zeh lamata." One has a hole up top, one is lower, one hole's higher than the other one. What's going to be the din? Amar marzuta mishmitu apapa. Beveshet, when you're with the veshet, the esophagus, the food pipe, kosher. But korkavan puzzle. When it comes to the korkavan, in the case of the gizzard, then it's going to be puzzle. Rashi says, but korkavan is puzzle. Hachi sphere le mishom shah michael, is asif shah gets gathered there, and mechel chel venichas benechel goes in the hole, as just the derchenechel vishene goes out the other hole. In fact, the Gemara, Maskavlo Rav Ashi, Adarabba, just the opposite. Veshet the achla be, upoya be, in the case of the esophagus, which the animal eats and makes noise through it. Ravach gamdale upashtale, and constantly expanding and contracting it, and it stretches it. Zindin de mehandizin bahade adadi. Sometimes the two non-aligned holes will coincide with one another. They're going to end up being mechuvan, says Rashi Adadi. That might go on. And korkvon demenach nayach k'dekai kai. But in the case of the gizzard, which stays at rest, it's going to remain as is. The two non-aligned holes will remain on the line, the bird, and therefore should not be a trefa. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Yosef l'Rav Ashi. He goes, let's support this Rav Ashi. Hachi amina mishmei d'mar zutra d'amar mishmei d'Rav Papa k'vasach. Say like you, in the case of the esophagus of the tray, from the case of the gizzard, it's going to be kosher. V'yomar Rabba, says Rabba, krum sha'ala machmas maka beveshet eino krum. A scab that forms as a result of a wound on the esophagus is not considered a scab. It's still considered like it's a hole there. And don't think that you're off, that it's considered that it's now okay. It's not okay. It's a problem. Says the Gemara. V'amar Rabba says, Veshet ein lo bedika mechutz al lefnim. The esophagus, that is the veshet, food pipe, the only way of checking it is from the inside. You can't check from the outside. Rashi's lefisha or hachitzon adom ve'ein tipas dam nikares bo. The outside of it is red and you're not going to tell if it's blood. L'may nafka mina, what is a nafka mina of this? And Rabba says, V'yomar Rabba, Veshet ein lo bedika v'bechutz al lefnim. The veshet, oy oy oy, the veshet, you look only check it from the outside. L'may nafka mina, what is the nafka mina? Like, what's the case that checking for a red spot is necessary? That Rabba would have to tell us that the esophagus can be checked for the spot only from the inside and not from the outside. Beep, turn the page. Oh, did I say that right? All right. It's got to be only from the inside. Lesuffic drusa, a case of possible clawed one. which must be checked for signs of reddening. When checking the esophagus of this animal for this sign, it's the white inner layer that has to be checked, because you'll notice it on the outer red layer. Ahi safek drusa da soil coming to Rava. Story time. There was a possible clawed animal, clawed one. That was, right, like we said, the animal is shechted and the meat around the body cavity is to be checked for reddening. And simon masav to be checked. So there was a possible clawed one came from Rava for a din. Hava kabadikli Rava leveshet me'abroi. And Rava was checking the shechted animal's esophagus for signs of reddening on the outside. Amalei Abaye says, what do you mean? Didn't you say the only way it can be done is it's got to be done from the inside? Achbe Rabba Batke. Rabba turned it inside out and checked for signs of reddening on the white layer. Vishtakach alei shrei kurti damani. And two spots of red were found on it. Vitarfa, he said that it's going to be, it's treif. Right. Says Rashi, Korte Dama, these two spots of res, Shechilchol Eres Vnechatz, from the poison that entered in. Now, what's Pshat? He checked on the outside, which goes against his own teaching, like Abai said. V'Rabba Nami L'chadudei L'Abai Hudabai. He was coming to sharpen him, Rashi Kadesh Yishol, so he should ask. He wanted him to be like, what isn't the other way? He's like, oh, yes, little grasshopper, you have got the point. A thorn gets stuck in the veshet. If a thorn gets stuck in, Rashi is going to achal coats. Vinitchav gets stuck. Letocha veshet. Ve'inu nira nukuvasa. Because you can't see the outside. Ve'kart dam in bavnim. And there's no blood on the inside. In choshen shem yevri. We don't have to worry that maybe the esophagus got a hole by the thorn and then it got healed. Swallowed a thorn, and then there was found lodged in the inner white layer of the esophagus, but no sign of the puncture is found on the outside, and there's no spot of blood on the inside. So Ula says that we don't have to be worried that maybe there was a thorn on the inside and made a hole, even though the outer layer of the esophagus and the hole on the outside, it was sealed by a scab, which is not really going to help for as a seal, and that's why we found no evidence of hole on the outside. We assume the thorn never got to the outer layer of the esophagus, and therefore it remains kosher, and it's not a problem. Daras chatichos pesakin tmeya simin according to Ula, why is this case different than that of a suffic clawed one where we said above that the animal has to be checked for signs of clawing? Rashi says my shlam is suffic drusa to be shum dal arye binayu amrina shama daras masuchina libidikir, you got a check for hacha. Lo efshel amivdeka the neck of mashehu ba'or chitzon shilveshet lo minkar. You're not able to check it. You're not able to even recognize it. Says Gemara, kasavar ula in choshen the suffik drusa. He holds that we're not concerned about a suffik drusa. In the circumstances that give the possibility of the animal's claws, we don't require that the animal to be checked for evidence. The animal is presumed to be kosher like it was above. How's this case different from the case when you have in front of you two pieces of chelev? Two pieces of fat. One of them is chelev, which is aser, and the other one is shum, which is mutter. And he ate one of it, is number 28. The din is that he's to bring an asam toloit as a kapara for maybe the avera. So we see that one has to be worried the possibility of an iser. Why does Zul say differently in this particular case? Because over there, it's for sure aser, because one's aser and one's mutter over there. But right, one of them. But here in Ula's case, the iser circumstance we don't know for sure, and therefore Ula says that we don't have to take the possibility of the fact that it was involved. Why is this different than the case where you stuck with the knife and you find afterwards that there was a problem with it? She says, "Beduka the lo ischazik isura called them shchita." That is, there also, there's no circumstance of Isser establishing before the Shechita, but the din is that the animal has to be considered possible in the Vela, since the nick may have been there at the time of the Shechita, and therefore it's going to be no good. So it's going, no, Hasam Isilid Le Re'usa B'Sakar. There, in the case of the knife, the defect is definitely in the knife. We're not sure when exactly it happened. In Ula's case, there's no definite that there was a problem in the first place. The thorn maybe never perforated the esophagus at all.
Okay, again another attack. Number four. Umay shnami sufik tuma birshus hayachid desfeko tame. How's Uluski's different than the sufik of it made a hole in this whole thing. Maybe there's a hole in the veshet and it got covered over. Why is that different than the case of sufik tuma? Not sure if there was tuma birshus hayachid in a private domain that we say the sufik is tame. Why are we not similarly concerned for the circumstances by Ula's case? V'litabeich, says the Gemara, according to you, nidamayeh l'safik tumah b'rishus harav n'safik otahor. You want to consider Ula's case comparable to the uncertain tumah compared to the case of the possible tumah and b'rishus harabim, and then it's actually tahor. So can it be then that the case of tumah is both contradicts Ula if we consider the case of the private domain and supports him if we go according to the public of b'rishus harabim? Ella, you have to say that nothing can be proven for that case of tumah because over there the din, that law is that we learn out from a law of sota, so just like straight up halacha. Yosef Umer Rabbanan came to Rav Kahana. There was a rabbi sitting in front of Kahana. But Yosef Umer he said, the following idea: Nimtseis Itmar. It was found, is what this said in Ula's teaching about the thorn that's found in the animal's esophagus. Only the thorn is found in it without actually being stuck in it. Does Ula say that we don't have to be worried about the possible trefa? Aval Yashav Cheshina. But if it's actually stuck over there, right? Then Yashav Cheshina. Then even according to Ula, we're going to be worried about the maybe it's a trefa. Amar Lu Rav Kahana Lo Titzisu Le. We don't listen to him. Yashav Itmar. It was Yashav is what Ula actually said. Aval Nimtzis Lo Itzach Le Ula. The reference was found over there. You don't even need him to say anything. Tukula Chevi Barasa Barayasa Kotzei Achlin. All of the animals here who eat there are going to eat thorns, which are then at some point found in their esophagus. So clearly it's going to be something which is kosher. It's only if it's stuck, it's going to be maybe a problem. And even in that case, he said it's good. Yitmar Turbat Saveshet. Now, here we go. Says Rashi, what is this Turbat Saveshet? It's a certain part of the esophagus. Remember, the food pipe. And this is, Rashi says, Makom Devuko Balechi. It's attached to the jaw. So that part, Rav Amar B'Mashu, a hole in even the smallest amount of it is going to make it into a treifa. Rashi says, Nikif Shammah, if there's a hole over there. Shmuel Amar Rov, Shmuel says this to be Rov. It's only treifa if the Rov of it had a problem. Okay, that is the most of its circumference was severed. That would be a problem. Okay, Rav Amar B'Mashu, Makum Shchito, he says, the Mashu. You know why? Because this is the, you don't mess around over here. This is the Makum Shchito. Rashi says, "Vim shachat sham kshera hilkach dino keveshet v'chi gemira grama v'kana hudu gemira v'abaveshet lo shaychi agrama." He says that the smallest amount is going to make into a trefa because that area is an area that's good enough to be done for shchita, and therefore it's part of the esophagus, and therefore just like the actual esophagus veshet itself, the smallest amount is going to make into a trefa. Ushmuel Omer. Shmuel says, Amar Berubo, Lav Makom Shchito. He says, no, Rove, because that area is actually not. He says, it's not called the Makom Shchita. It's therefore not treated like part of the Veshet and doesn't share the same issue of having a tiny little amount. Hai Niu Turbetz Veshet. Which part, which is the, what is this area? Like at what point along the length of the food pipe does this area of the esophagus end and then the regular one start? Amar Mary Bar Ukva Amar Shmuel Kol Shechotcho Marchiv Zeh Hu Turbat Saveshet. Wherever along the food pipe, if one cuts it and it widens, this is that's the Turbat. That's what it's called. Rashi says Niftach Pi Anekav Kemin Pi Amtachat V'Hai Marchiv Lo Achetech Koi. Back into the Gemara. So Chotro Marchiv Zeu Turbat Zaveshet. Chotro Va'omid Mekomo Zeu Veshet Asma. That's the Veshet itself. It doesn't mean that the cut itself is going to widen. It means that the mouth of the severed tube widens like the opening of a sack. Amar Lo Papi Mar Lo Amar Hachi. But Mar didn't say so. Manu Rabibi Barabaye. Who is this? Who are we talking about over here? Who's Rabibi talking about? Rabibi Barabaye. Ella. Kol shechotcho, ve'omid bimkomo, ze torbet saveshet. any area where you go and you cut it and it remains in its place, it stays still, that is considered the Torbetz HaVeshet. Ela is a Veshet Atzma, because you go through the covets. The opposite, if you go and you cut through the Veshet, and then it cuts and it starts to contract, that's the area of the regular one. Yona Amar Zeira Mav. Yona says the name of Zeira Mavlata. This part, this Torbetz HaVeshet, is a place where it swallows, right at the top of the food pipe, very close to the opening. The comma, how much of it does it go? Rav Avia, pachos misarta v'adif michitza. Less than the length of a grain of barley, but more than the length of a grain of wheat.
Story time. Hahu Torah dehava libni Rav Ukva.
There was an ox that belonged to the sons of Rav Ukva. They started the shchita, Rashi says, mashu, a little bit by the Torbetz HaVeshet, and they finish it off with the Veshet. Tamar Rava says, Ramina le chumri derav v'chumri deshmul v'tarifta le. I'm going to put on this ox, this the chumris of Rav and the chumris of Shmuel, and I'm going to say that this is actually going to be a trefa, even though it shouldn't be aser, according to either one of them. But, we're going to put the chumris of both of them. That is, what happened was that the shechita began of the esophagus, like by the Torbetz, that part, but the knife then entered the esophagus itself before most of the circumference of the Torbetz was cut, and the shechita continued to sever in the actual esophagus proper. According to both Rav and Shmuel, in reference to the Torbetz, it would come out that the shechita is going to be good for different reasons. According to Rav, the shechita is going to be good even if he holds at the smallest hole of that area is going to make it a trefa, because he holds that the Torbetz is a proper area of shechita for the food pipe. And therefore, in every case of a valid shechita, it's going to be good over here. And according to Shmuel, the shechita is going to be good, even though he holds that this Torbetz HaVeshet is not a proper part of shechita, because he says that a piercing of that area doesn't going to make it into a trefa unless you cut through the majority of the circumference. In this case over here, where less than a majority of it was cut through, it's not an issue over here. And therefore, it's going to be totally fine. So chumri de Rav da amar Rav mashu. I put the chumri of Rav because he says that a mashu of that area is going to make into a treif of amar Rav makom shchito. But you can see he says it's a makom shchito, so that's not a problem. Kishmul da amar Rav makom shchito. I mean, see, it's like Shmuel says it's not a makom shchito. Ishmul amaru, he says rubo. No, kirav da amar mashu, he says even a mashu. Therefore, he's going to eat treifs it up. Il gagal misle mitai lekame de Rebbe Abba. Word of this whole storyline, of this what happened here, it came, made it to Rav Abba. And Amar Lahu, he says to them, who brought this case, Torah bein l'rav, bein l'shmul shari. You know, the ox should be mutter either way, but for different reasons. Zilu, Rashi is l'rav, makom shchitu. Shchitam aliyahi, l'shmul da'amar nekavu. Da'amar nekufus of rubus, got to be a rope, so it should be fine. Zilu Mule Lebre Lerav Yosef Bar Chama. Go therefore tell the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama, aka Rava, the Lashalim Deme Torah Lamari. He should pay the value of the ox to the owner. Rashi says, why should Kvar Yechilu Leklav? And there he fed it to the dogs. Tilu Kaman Havahadabe. If it was still there, would have returned to Mishter Bechilu and Matur. The Kaimalan Tabadavar Mishnah Choser. If you made a mistake when it comes to Bay Dvar Mishnah Choser, if they go back, Vaha Davar Mishnah Mufreshasi, the law of Dina Ketri Chumar, we don't call like these two different Chumras. And my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.